What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Damn sure can't do that.
What?
You can't look back on last season, Andy.
No.
Is that going to get you anywhere?
You don't look back.
Not going to get you anywhere.
Oh, that's what they're singing about.
Yeah, man. I knew it was football season. I knew Arch was coming on with us this week, man. So I caught up on some Boston listing on Monday, man.
You have the box set.
Yeah, you think I don't when I do?
most of the times you can see Randy driving around town. Oh, what's he listening to? He's enjoying himself. He's in a good mood. Boston.
Yeah, man.
Most times. That means Dave Archer joins the show every single Wednesday at 11:40 during Falcon season. The first week of many, Dave. We appreciate the time. How are you?
Fellas, good to be back with you guys. Been listening to you guys all off season, breaking things down. You know, Randy never looks back unless we look back at what he did at Georgia. So that's really? That's when we look back.
I don't mention it.
Well, we've been looking on YouTube.
It's always something that's brought to my attention.
Only if I get a couple of natty lights in you, then you start looking back.
It's brought up to me. I don't.
Like if someone sends you the link, then you might click on it.
You see how uncomfortably is Randy? Or Andy, you see how uncomfortably he is right now? He started talking about him and being a Georgia dog.
I don't know if heard it that day or not, but I did catch him watching highlights of a bowl game during the show.
But
I was like, are you watching yourself catch touchdowns right now?
I love it.
Trying to do a radio program.
Hey, when you're as good as he was, you look back at that stuff. That's the way you do it.
No doubt about it. All right, let's look forward. Let's talk about Sunday. Obviously, week one, division opponent. It's a big one. They all are, but division opponent especially. What are a couple things that you feel, having not seen this team play yet, but from an on paper and a preparation standpoint, what are you most confident this team's going to be able to do?
Now, I think they'll come out and operate cleanly. That's the one thing that I'm concerned about, and I know we saw a little bit about it, but I do think that they will come out. When you get that first offensive line on the field, now I go that Elijah Wilkinson's going to step in at that right tackle position. I'm sure you guys will talk a little bit about that. But I expect them to operate cleanly. Based on what I saw in practice and when they get up tempo and some of the things they want to do with Penix in the game and with some of these weapons that they can isolate against what Tampa's going to try to do, maybe even try to limit what Todd Bowles can call defensively by maybe using some tempo, I think they'll operate cleanly. And when I say that, I'm expecting, you know, not the rash of penalties that we saw in the preseason. I think that this group will do that. As far as concerns, I think anytime you don't play team, you don't play guys in the preseason, and there's a lot of guys. Even Tampa's going to have guys that didn't play in the preseason. Ball security becomes the number one thing, and I know you talk about that all the time, Randy. Is ball security when you know you get the drills in practice where they're trying to punch the ball out, but that little extra effort in the game, that little twist, the guy come, another guy coming in to tackle you, ball coming out, you know, ball security, and then on the other side of the ball would be the ability to tackle. Baker Mayfield sprinkles the ball around to everybody. It's not just his wide receivers catching the football. You go back to the 57 or 56 completions that he had against the Falcons last year, 30 were to tight ends and running backs. And you better be able to tackle in the open space. And frankly, we haven't been doing that. I mean, you have tackling drills, but ain't nobody tackling anybody to the ground. So can you tackle? You're going to need to do that on Sunday.
How do you think they go about this whole thing because of, you know, we talk about injuries and things like that. I mean, you talk about the Falcons, they're down their top two tackles. And now you got a guy, Elijah, who has played the position, so I want to take it away from him. But how do you think they go about that as far as getting him, you know, not there's because, you know, Dave, football is football. He's going to have to block a guy one-on-one and things like that. But how do you think they go about helping him with that whole situation?
Well, part of it will be the ability to run and get after people physically, Randy. You know as well as I do, if you can reduce those edge guys physically in the run game, and that'll allow Wilkinson to kind of pin his ears back and just come off the ball, not have to pass set and try to set against a twist or here comes a stunt or a guy using a speed move upfield, which he will, as you said, he's going to have to combat some of that during the game. But I think the first thing is to try to, you know, establish some run game, get after him physically. We ran the ball pretty well against this Tampa team down there. Did not run the ball very well in game one in week five a year ago here. I think only about 60 yards on the ground. So we'll need to run the football to help him some from a physical standpoint. And then from a tactical standpoint, you're going to do the conventional wisdom stuff. You'll motion a guy like a Randy McMichael over there and help him block a little bit and maybe chip block a little bit with the backs coming out of the backfield. But ultimately, you're right, Randy. He's going to have to stand up one-on-one against some guys, and that'll be where you hold your breath if you're Zach Robinson.
Arch, Bijan's been great. I mean, for a guy who's been in the league for 2 years, we've seen him do a lot of different stuff. Really impressive. What does the next phase look like for him this season?
Yeah, the next thing for me, Andy, is his ability to make the home run play.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's something that I'm hoping this offense is going to bring to the table a little bit more this year than we did a year ago, and that's the explosive plays. Now, we had some explosives against Tampa. You go back, and we had 16 plays of 15 yards or more in the two games combined. But for Bijan in particular, the explosive run, not the, you know, the 10, 15-yard dazzling run, makes a guy miss in the hole, spins, and gets 15. I'm talking about when he breaks clean, he goes 40 or 50 yards for a touchdown. Right. One of those kind of deals. Gets the ball to him, the ball in the flat, and a screen play. All of a sudden, that's a 70-yard touchdown play. He has those kind of capabilities. And I talked to him in the offseason. That's one of the things he actually has worked on, is trying to make that last move at the back end of a run or a pass play that turns a maybe 15, 20-yard play into a 60 or 70-yard play. I think that's the next thing he does because, frankly, running the football and catching the football, he's about as good as there is in the league.
Dave, how do you figure out a way to simplify the game for your young quarterback? I mean, we know he's had three starts. We understand that. But yet, you know, this is a different year. Todd Bowles, we know how he likes to light it up, light the quarterback up with all those pressures and everything. How, if you're calling the plays, you make it a little easier for him? Because I say this, Dave, we know he has an arm. We know he can throw it out of the building. But at the same time, how is he when he – and we talked to Ra, those layup throws, Dave.
Well, there's not any secret to it, Randy. You've seen it. You've played with young quarterbacks before. You talked about it. Some of those quick, easy throws, the bubble screens, the slants, the hitches. If I'm receivers, I've got to know it's paramount that I catch the football. You know that, Randy, is a really good pass receiving tight end in your day. If I can catch the football, even if it's not as accurate as I'd like to be, make the catches, relax him a little bit, knowing if you throw the ball in there, I'm going to catch the football. I'm not going to let it get picked off. I'm going to take care of the ball, those kind of things. Obviously, the ability to run the football is going to relax him some. Can you keep him in manageable down and distance situations? I don't think against a Todd Bowles defense, you want to be 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 plus. In the entire game, you're going to want to be in manageable situations. So he can use some of his physicality. Remember, you're talking about a guy that can get out of the pocket and go run for first downs as well. So that brings that dimension into the game. He could take off and get you 5 or 6 yards, maybe 10 yards on a first down. So I don't think there's any great magic to it. There's not a magic pill you take. All the things that we think about, those quick, easy throws, the run game, keeping him in good down and distance situations are all going to benefit him. Then I'm going to cut him loose, Randy. I want him to take shots. You know, this guy was one of the great deep ball throwers coming out of college 2 years ago. He's got one of the best. He's got the 50-50 monster in Drake London. Mm-hmm. Go put him up to bat.
Dave Archer joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as he will every single week throughout the Falcons season on Wednesdays at this time. Week one, Sunday against Tampa, kicks off at 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's flip to the other side of the ball, Dave. They did in the offseason what we've been asking them to do for years, and they added some pass rushers, a couple first-round draft picks. What do you expect those guys' role to be on Sunday when they kick off against Tampa?
I think it's exactly what they've talked about. They're going to turn those two guys loose and let them rush the passer. They're going to make them defend the edge. I think that you will see at some point a versatility piece to Jalen Walker, like we saw at Georgia, where you'll stack him on the interior and you'll do some things with him. But he's missed so much time in training camp that I think they're just going to say, hey, my man, just get out on the edge, destroy the edge, the reg blocker. Defend the run game, keep that outside shoulder free, blow up plays, turn the play back to the inside. And when you get a chance to get after the passer, turn it loose. And I think that James Pierce Jr. will be the same way. You know, Baker Mayfield, I've been calling him Joey Bag of Donuts because I think he's not that guy. He's not the biggest guy in the world, doesn't have the biggest arm. But the dude's found himself down in Tampa now. The guy has thrown for over 4,000 yards the last two seasons. And he makes a lot of plays that you don't expect him to make because he's not Jalen Daniels running with the football and he's not Tom Brady throwing the football. But you combine the two things that he can do, and he'll beat you. Mm-hmm. And you could bet he's coming in a little bit with a chip on his shoulder. I think this whole Tampa Bay team is coming in. They've won the division four straight years, lost to Atlanta twice last year. Mm-hmm. And so you can bet that that's been kind of harped on in their training camp. And you can preparing for Atlanta for the last couple of weeks, not just this week, but the last couple of weeks of training camp.
What about that interior of the defensive line? Because, you know, I mean, obviously the one stalwart that he's not here anymore, David Aiman, is still here. But you have two young guys. I thought Dorlis played really well this preseason, and you can kind of tell by the depth chart that was released yesterday. It's him being in front of Rook. But, I mean, obviously they're all going to play. But the cohesion, Dave, because they're not the biggest dudes in the interior right now.
It's a key piece, Randy, and it's a really good drum to beat on here when you start thinking about this is a different kind of Tampa team. We've seen Tampa over the years when Brady was down there, and even when Baker first got there, mm-hmm. them throwing the ball over the yard. And I mentioned the 4,000 yards passing last 2 years for Baker. They were number four in the league running the ball last year with Bucky Irving and Rashad White. They're going to come off the ball and try to run the ball against you. Remember, 160 yards rushing in this game last year that Atlanta won in overtime with Kadarius Hodges' play, but they had 160 yards on the ground, and that was just with 51 plays. Atlanta ran 81 plays in that game. Tampa only ran 51 plays, 160 yards rushing. Wow. So you can bet they're going to come off the ball and try to run it. How can Jeff Ulbrich counteract that with some of the stunts and things he's going to do on the inside? Because you're right, it's not a gigantic group, but the defense they play is a disruptive defense that's supposed to blow up run schemes. Mm-hmm. Are they going to get trapped in gap plays and things like that? It's going to be very important for Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo to be at home where they're supposed to be to counteract some of that stuff that they're going to try to trap that aggressive defensive front for Atlanta.
Yeah, Arch, as we kind of work our way through the young guys on defense, we start on the edge, then you talk about those guys on the interior. Now I'll go to the secondary where you're going to have two rookies starting as well. What are fans going to see from Watts and Bowman as they get out there on Sunday?
Well, I think you're going to see guys that...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
They're probably older than maybe their age would tell you. You're talking about 22-year-old at Bowman. You're talking about 23-year-old in Watts. But they played a lot of college football, and they made a lot of plays in college. And I think they're playing positions, Andy, that they played in college. Billy Bowman was the nickel at OU. He wasn't a corner that slid inside third downs. He played that position all the time. Mm-hmm. So he's got a great deal of play time in that interior area, was such a tough situation for a nickel. It's a two-way go for a slot receiver. He's really pretty good against the run. I've described him as he's like a fire hydrant coming at you. I mean, the guy is not very tall, but he's thick. He can defend the run game, and I think you'll see him in the blitz game as well. Xavier Watts is a guy that's just a ball hawk. I mean, you talk about the 13 interceptions over his last two seasons at Notre Dame, but wide receiver, if the ball comes his way, I think you got a chance to get some plays. But this is a veteran receiver core, other than Ibuka, the wide receiver from Ohio State, that they'll put on the field. So he's going to get tested. There's no question about that as far as eyes looking off and all those kind of things. But I don't expect those two rookies to be out of place at all. I think they'll play at a high level.
Well, Arch, we're fired up that it's finally here. We'll be tuned in on Sunday. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Arch.
Got it. Guys, let's have some fun.
Dave Archer.
Hey, how about those Cyclones, too, by the way? Come on, man.
I was waiting for you to say something.
Randy picked them to win the Big 12.
I picked them to win the Big 12. All right, Rocco's playing lights out, baby. Rocco's playing lights out, Dave.
Getting it done. Cy-Hawk this weekend, baby. The Hawkeyes come to Ames, Iowa.
It is. That is this weekend. Well, good luck, Dave. There you go. Don't lose the damn game 3-2, all right?
Who are you guys playing? Central Michigan this week? Who you guys got this weekend?
One of them teams. One of them teams.
we got UC Davis at home, so it's going to be a tough one.
Watch out for them. Appreciate you, Arch.
Dave Archer there every single Wednesday at this time. Atlanta Falcons Radio Network Analyst.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.